Joe, what's going on?
Well, this could be your year, Kevin.
There's no question. This could be our March.
Yeah. Joe, what the game the other night, I was just shocked. South Carolina, were they sleepwalking, or was this a different energized Vanderbilt team? They just came out smoking.
Yeah, I don't think South Carolina was sleepwalking. I think Vanderbilt came out and, you know, sort of punched them in the mouth, you know, right off the bat. I think South Carolina was a little bit taken aback by how physical Vanderbilt played and how aggressive they were and how on offense they just drove the ball and attacked the basket and did it all night long. And it was not the tentative offense that we saw in Athens or in Gainesville. And I don't know what it is that created that or caused it, but, you know, they jumped on top early and really never let up. But the final margin was 13, and to be honest, it wasn't that close.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, Vanderbilt just kind of dominated that game all night long and did a much better job of keeping Devin Downey from penetrating to the basket. You know, he wasn't able to create the shots that he did in Columbia. It was an excellent game. They played well. They were well prepared. You know, they did what they wanted to do. Now, they turned the ball over too many times, but I think in the grand scheme of things, as many possessions as they had and scoring 96 points, I don't think Kevin was all that upset about the turnovers. He just liked the mentality and the physical nature of the way they played. And we've talked about it before. If Jermaine and AJ play well, Vanderbilt's most likely going to win. And both of them had career highs in that game. So it just sort of made sense.
Joe, you know, I thought a real notable part of the game was the homework that Kevin and his staff did. And that is noticing what happened from the Kentucky game when they had that block party against the Cats. And Vandy players in the post used a lot of pump fakes, and that rendered Sam Muldrow into silence. Sam, after his big game against Kentucky, he had no points, one rebound, and no blocks.
And Dominic Archie as well, 7 points, 6 rebounds, and they were really concerned about him. You're right. Again, I just think they were well scouted. They had a great game plan and executed it. I think about as well as they could have hoped for, and they were again. It seems to me to come down to how aggressive they are, and you know, if they're pounding the basketball out on the perimeter and just dribbling and dribbling and dribbling and passing on the perimeter, they don't seem to be very effective offensively. But when Jermaine is driving the basketball, you know, pounding it into the lane, kicking it out to the wing, they seem to get a lot of things done. And I just, it was really. It's one of those games you sit back and go, this was the same team that played Wednesday in Athens, you know,
right.
And it's amazing how differently they played, but I hope they picked up some confidence now. They've still got a lot to play for and a very tough place to go in Baton Rouge, obviously, LSU having clinched the regular season title. But I was just really pleased because that team and a lot of teams, after a couple of poor performances and looking at the standings and realizing the tournament is a remote possibility, a lot of teams might have folded up and gone home, and this team did not do that.
Yeah, honestly, we got in the car Saturday night, and I heard you give the score, and I asked Amy, I said, did Joe say 68-43? Turn that up. I want to hear him say that again. 68-43, are you serious? But, you know, it's one of those games, too, and there are a lot of teams like this. When the shots go in, all the other bad stuff kind of goes away, doesn't it? And Kevin kind of made mention of that after the game.
Yeah, this team seems to thrive. When things go well early, they go well for the game. If they don't go well early, they tend to struggle. And, you know, they made a couple of baskets early on. They got they frustrated Holmes for South Carolina. He got hit with a technical foul in the first couple of minutes of the game for throwing a flagrant elbow, and they never recovered. Vanderbilt just sort of jumped on the throttle at that point. And I thought the neat thing was, too, is – you know, I think South Carolina was trying to send a message, maybe Holmes was, that, you know, he was going to be more physical than Vanderbilt was. And AJ and company said, no, you're not. Not tonight. And it was a lot of fun to see him play that way. Hopefully they can continue that.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you roll on that. Thanks a lot.
Okay, guys. Thanks.